Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I hope you're doing well during this difficult time. Today, I want to share a bonus episode, which is a perfect for staying at home. In this episode, we have Amy from Noble Gossip Instagram and blog account, and we're chatting how she's doing, books, movies, and TV shows, and what we're spending, how we're spending our time. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Laura.
How are you?
I'm okay. Hanging in there. How about you?
I'm okay. Hanging in there. I think that's pretty much like the theme for this new normal. Yeah.
I'm trying to just maintain as much of a sense of normality as I can, right? Like we all are, I think.
Yeah. It's just like a new, things have shifted dramatically overnight. And so and there's a lot of things out of our control. So we're just trying to just show up and just be present to this new.
Yes. I totally agree. And like controlling the things that we can is so important because there's not much right now that we can control.
No, we can't control like going out. We can control if there's toilet paper. Nope. We can control our kids. Like, no.
It's all up in the air and crazy. And uncertainty is so hard for people. General, like me, of course, but I think everyone, that's the problem. It's just uncertain stuff is hard to know how to handle it and cope with it.
Yeah. And I think we're just in a place of unknown. Like, we don't know when this is going to be over. So we just
know. So, exactly.
Yeah. So, how does your day look like now?
It's just so different, just like everyone else, I'm sure, because I went from, this was my first year that I had all three of my kids in school full time, which was great for them and for me, obviously. I'm like, yay, finally. And then so now having them all home, it's crazy. My husband's still working, so nothing's really changed as far as that goes. And I'm grateful that I'm home with my kids and that I was already home so I could, you know, obviously, I feel so bad for all the parents that are like scrambling to find what to do with their kids that are still working. I can't imagine that added stress, but it's just so weird having everyone home. And I feel kind of silly, like it shouldn't be, they're home all summer, but it's just so different. Like, it's definitely not the feeling of like, oh, we're on summer vacation. Yay.
Yeah. This is not summer vacation. I think in some ways, like, you know, I've had periods of unemployment between jobs. So I've been home for a while. And so it's interesting to see, like, it's so different, like, because there's so much, we're so limited to what we can do. Like, can't go outside, can't go meet people, we have to stay home, we have to, you know, there are shortage of things. It's like, it's a whole different, it's not a summer vacation. Yeah.
No, and my kids were on spring break in early March, and the first week that they were home, it was like normal break, everything felt fine, and then things started getting crazy towards the end of their break. And then I was like, oh, I don't know if their school's going to shut down longer or anything like that. I wasn't really sure. You know how it was kind of all up in the air at the beginning of this. We were like, how serious is this really going to be? And then all of a sudden when they were like, okay, we're going to be closed for the next few weeks, it was like just such a different feeling. And it's like nothing changed. We had been home the whole week of spring break anyways, just kind of precautionary, but it was just weird how it felt different. And even my two older daughters were like, yeah, it feels different, Mom. It's just crazy when the kids are picking up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a whole different vibe. Like, this is this is not the normal.
Not at all. And then they're actually starting like official online school next week. And I'm like, they're stressed out about it. And I'm like, listen, I've never done this either. We're just going to do our best. I don't know how this is going to look. We'll just try to get through it. But it's just all a lot at once, just trying to figure all of this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. You know, it's like, how do you, you know, like learning how to work from home, learning how to be productive, and learning to understand things and not having, you know, the person, do you want to ask questions right away? So,
it's definitely weird. And I'm trying to kind of mentally prepare myself and them for like, hey, your school might not open up the rest of this year because, you know, there's a good chance that could happen. And they're just like, really? I'm like, well, I don't want you to be like, blindsided because they were way more upset than I thought they would be. I thought they'd be like, yay, no school, but they were like crying and I don't know. It was tough. Awesome. I know. So, because I thought, oh, when I was a kid, I probably would have been like, woohoo, no school. But they were like, they knew it was serious. It wasn't for like a fun reason, obviously. So, and like you said, my daughters take dance classes and they do a lot of stuff outside the house. And obviously all that has stopped. So they're struggling a little bit with all of the changes. And I can't imagine, because as an adult, I'm having a hard time. So I can't imagine how it's for an 8 or an 11-year-old, or my son is 5 and he has no clue. He has autism. And so he just has no idea what's going on. And like for the first couple of weeks, he would wake up every day and go, school today. And I'm like, no, we're on a break. And now he just wakes up and says, break day. I'm like, yep, sorry, buddy. I don't even know how to explain it to you.
Oh, that's so
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Oh, I admire you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
So let's talk about how you're spending your time. Are you watching any TV shows or movies? What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm obviously watching Tiger King like the rest of America, right?
Yeah.
I got on that right away. It was funny. I was sitting there watching it one day and my husband came home from work and I'd watched like one episode and he's like, what movie are you watching? And I'm like, oh no, it's not a movie. It's this crazy show. He's like, oh, someone at work was telling me about this today. And then he was kind of like, I didn't think he was going to watch it. Next thing you know, he's like, play the next episode. And we watched the whole dang thing in one night. You can't not stop, or you can't stop watching it once you start, right?
Yeah, I actually watched the first episode and then I stopped because I was like, I was getting too anxious and I was like, okay, I need to sit down and just like watch it, like just yeah. like a whole train wreck because
that's exactly what it is. It's just such a train wreck and it gets crazier and crazier and you're just like, wait, what did they just say? Like, it's almost one of those shows where you have to like pause it and be like, did they just really say what I think they said? Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but you're like, this can't get any crazier. It can't. And then it does. And I'm watching Love is Blind too. I'm kind of late to the party on that, so I'm not done with that, but I've been watching that and that's obviously really good, so I'm excited about that. And besides that, I binge a lot of Bravo reality TV mm-hmm. shows, so I'm just that's my normal viewing habits.
Movies,
I've tried to watch a few with my kids. We watched Frozen 2 like 100 times, of course, which was fine. I had already seen that, no big deal. And then they got me to watch Toy Story 4 and I was like so disappointed and like, why did you guys make me watch this? I didn't really like it. Have you seen that?
No, I've not seen it. I have Disney Plus, but I've not seen it. I'm surprised. It's disappointing.
Well, the ending was just kind of, it was like sad. I guess maybe it's timing too, because I wanted like a happy Toy Story movie. And I know that they're a little bit emotional and whatever, and I've cried in some of them in the past, but the ending of this one like completely broke my heart. I was like irritated when I got done. My daughter was like, are you upset? I'm like, yes. I wanted like a happy cartoon and this was not it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna skip it. Thanks for your recommendation.
What about you? What have you been watching?
So I've been watching Self-Made, which is on Netflix. It's the sort of CJ Walker. It's like 4 episodes. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy that. I started watching Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
Oh, how is that? I've been curious about that because I didn't love the book. I read it like kind of late and I think it was so hyped up. I was just like, oh, it was fine, but I still would give the show a chance. I think
the show is okay. I didn't love the book, so I didn't like, it's one of those things I'm like, I'm watching it and I'm like, you know, I don't know if I should continue on it, but you know, I like Reese, so I'm giving it a try, but I'm not like
Reading
it. Like, I didn't love the book, so
Do you feel like you're a little pickier right now too? Because I have been in like all aspects of my life. Yeah. Like if something doesn't grab my attention, whether it's like a show, a book, whatever, I'm like over it, moving on to the next. So that's why I haven't started it either. Cause I was like, well, the book wasn't my favorite. So should I start the show right now? Might not be the best time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm thinking I may be getting Apple TV for the month. And I mean, for the morning show, because I heard really
good things about that. I've heard that is so good, too. Yeah, there was, what's that other one that they made off the Kathleen Barber book?
Oh, Truth to Be Told, or Are You
Sleeping? Yeah, I heard that was great, too. And I love the book, but I haven't watched the show. But that, it might be worth it if you could find a couple of good shows, you know, to get it for the month.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just get it for a month and just, like, give it a try. And watch, binge watch a couple shows on there.
Right.
So that may be the next thing for me. I'm going to try it this weekend. And then I started watching the McMillions documentary on HBO.
Who is that?
It's actually entertaining. So I used to work in fraud finding. Okay. So it's entertaining to see this big, like, fraud scheme of, the Monopoly game. You're like, really?
That's so crazy, right? I know. My husband actually had brought that one up to me. Maybe we should try that one, too. It does sound interesting.
It sounds interesting. So, yeah. It's, like, something to watch. I think we're just trying to look for things for entertainment, so...
Anything that can distract us right now is like perfect. I'm like, great. If it can like get me out of my own head and get me off my phone checking like the news, it's great.
Yeah. Pretty much. I think when you get me off Instagram and get me off the news is like,
right.
That would be amazing. So,
right. I'm with you there. I agree.
Yeah. So have you been reading? And I know it's difficult if you haven't.
I have. It's like so hit and miss, kind of like I was saying. I've just been so picky. I either like right now I think I'm in the middle of like 4 or 5 books because none of them are like bad, but they're just not doing the trick. But then I found like a few that have been great. I'm still listening to Virgin River series. And that I think I'm on like book 10, and that has been really great to distract me. But I can't like listen to an audiobook and just sit there. I have to like be up and doing something. So I'm like, okay, there's only so many things I can like clean in this house. So that's been good when I've had something to do. But like physical books, let's see. That buddy read I did with you and Sarah was great with the Jill Chavez book. Yeah. That was great. That totally distracted me. So that was fun reading that with you girls. I read Emily Giffen's new book recently too.
How's that?
That was really good. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. For like the first half, it was good and it was still like holding my attention. But then like halfway through, some stuff happened and I was like, okay, now I'm really hooked. So that one was good. What else have I read lately? Darlene Rose Gold. Have you read that one?
Yep.
Did you like it?
I did. I liked it. It was different. I love Munchausen by Proxy. Just reminds me of Law and Order SVU episode. So I like it. Yeah. I like the whole twists and turns about it. So
me
it
can
be engaged.
Definitely. And then I just finished actually today. Wendy Walker has a new one that's not out until September. So I know it's super early, but it's called Don't Look For Me. That one was really good too. I read that in like a 24-hour span. That really kept my attention. So. Yeah. That's and right now, like I said, if anything keeps my attention, I'm like, I'm just going to go with it. Too bad for all these books that I started. I'll get back to them eventually. Whatever. Like everything's just out the window right now. I'm like, trying to read by pub date and stuff. I'm like, yeah, forget it. I'm just going to read whatever I want.
Yeah. I'm pretty much in the same boat. I'm like, I'm reading historicals. I'm reading a couple of like contemporaries, but
yes,
just doesn't hold my attention. And I just need to just read what works for me. And that's what it comes
exactly. To. That's exactly what it comes down to. We can't be forcing it, especially right now. Like, I don't want to do that anyways. But right now, it's like we have to be kind enough to ourselves to be like, we're going to read what works for us. And I've heard so many people on Instagram saying, like, I just can't read right now. And I'm like, I totally get that. There's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes it's just not going to work out. Like, if all you can do is watch crappy reality TV shows, who cares? Like, everyone's got to do what they got to do for themselves right now.
Yeah, you get a self-care.
Of course, yes.
It's not a competition. It's not like I need to read 100 books in this time period of quarantine. Like,
no.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Like, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's just like, all over the place and you just have to that's all you can do.
And I think bookworms in general too, like we always like dreamed of like, I wish I could just be home so I could read as much as I wanted. But it's like, yeah, we did say that, but we didn't want it to be like this exactly either. So it's not the same as just like being put into a hotel or something and being told like, oh, you have 2 weeks off to just do whatever you want, but you can leave if you want. This is like a whole different ballgame. So I think that's kind of where as bookworms, we're like beating ourselves up. Like, well, why aren't I utilizing all this extra time to read? It's like, yeah, but like you said, people are trying to work from home. People are trying to homeschool their kids or their spouses or home or they're not home. There's just so many stressors that are playing into it. It's like, who even knows who's going to be able to read and do what? And it doesn't matter. Like you said, it's not a competition.
It is not a competition. So have you been listening to podcasts? And you mentioned audiobooks. You've been listening to Virgin River.
Yeah, Virgin River is pretty much all that's held my attention. I tried a couple of different audiobooks that I got through Libro FM, but they just weren't holding my attention. So I kind of was like, why am I forcing this? So I was like, if I want to listen to Virgin River, that's what I'm going to do. So that's what I've been doing. But I did just see there's a couple podcasts about Tiger King. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll go down that rabbit hole next. It's like I might need some more craziness. Why not? But no, I really haven't listened to any podcasts. What about you?
So I recently Reply All episode about an internet song. That was lost, and like someone had this idea that he remembers a song that was really popular in the 90s, and you're but it's not on the internet. So they were trying to find the song. So I spent like half an hour in this murder, like not murder mystery, but like this mystery of this internet song that's not on the internet.
And oh my gosh, how funny.
So that was like a fun episode. And then I've been listening to Faded Mates, which is a women's podcast. And I've been listening to just, it's interesting to see some of the episodes that were recorded a few weeks ago and compared to the episodes that were recorded now.
And oh, I bet.
That, you know, that's like a whole, you know, reminder of what it used to be in music.
What it used to be like just a couple weeks ago. Isn't that crazy?
A couple weeks ago where we're just like, we're just going to freewheeling. We're like, we can go out. We can just have wine. We can just do this. And then now it's so sober.
Right. It's surreal. Totally.
It is surreal. So, and then I just heard about this podcast about the WeWork. Office Space. So I think I'm going to go for the next one. It's like about 6 episodes. So it's the rise and fall of WeWork. And I've worked before, so I'm curious to hear about this rise and fall. So those are the ones that I'm looking forward to.
Nice. They all sound interesting.
Yeah. So what has been the most surprising thing you have done during this time at home?
I've been cleaning and organizing a lot. And like, I'm not a messy person really in general, but I have been cleaning way more than I ever thought I would. Cause I'm just home. It's like, what else am I going to do? And I've been making my kids too. Like there was one day that I was like, everyone's cleaning today, go do your stuff. And they were like fine with it too. You can tell they're bored and they're just like, need some direction. But I've been cleaning and organizing like crazy. I'm like, well, at least my house will be lovely when this is all over, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you?
I've been unpacking because I just moved. So that's a big one. It's really surprising. I think for me, it's been just accepting that I'm like in the right space. So the way I moved to Chicago on the 28th of February, which is like we heard about the coronavirus and we knew what was going to happen, but it was like not really like a major thing. And then I literally moved at the perfect time. If I moved in March at this time of the year, I would not be able to move. And that would have been really bad.
Could you imagine? Did you get to like really like hang out in the city or in your new city at all? Like when you moved in, or did it pretty much like everything happen so fast?
For the first week I did. Like I went to a happy hour. And then I like explored and I had a couple of job interviews. So I went to a couple of different neighborhoods, but I was like still limited because I needed my stuff. I was like waiting for my stuff and then organizing my stuff. And so for the first couple of weeks it was just like being in the house, like organizing. And then it hit the 13th of March. I knew that day because it actually is the last day that I used public transportation.
So
it was like when it hit, and I remember it was like overnight. Like things were fine, but then that Friday, I don't know what happened, but you know, schools were closed, like people were panic buying in the supermarket, like everything, like restaurants were about to get closed, like all like everything went from like 0 to 100.
No, it totally did, because me and my husband, we went to Mexico. Our 10-year anniversary was on the 6th of March, and we had this trip booked forever, just a long weekend. And like, I remember before we were getting ready to go, we were like, oh, I wonder, like, and so we did a little bit of research and we're like, I think we're okay. Like it hasn't really been over there. But like when we got home, we were like, I can't believe we were lucky enough to like get home and like not have been exposed to it. Well, now we know because it's been some time, but it was just because like you said, it happened overnight. And I was like, that's crazy that like we got home right in time. And because like you said, one day everything was fine. And then you wake up the next morning and it's like everything hit the fan. And it was like you were saying, the restaurants are closed, the schools are closed, people can't work. And it was like, it was really honestly crazy how fast everything happened.
Yeah, like I had job interviews on Friday, and the job interviews dried up the next day. Like,
I was just going to say, that has had to impact you so much right now, trying to find a job. I can't even imagine trying to, and with all this going on. I'm sure it's like, how are you even supposed to right now?
I know. It's funny. I have a job interview next week, so it's like, there are some jobs.
Okay, good.
So it's like interesting. It's like just still comes into the worries of like, you know, like I'm, you know, should I leave the house? Should I wait?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of things to keep in mind, but you know, I have to be mindful, like I'm healthy, like I'm not, you know, I'm healthy and able to, so I just need to put it out there. But it's interesting, like the job search, like, you know, it went from 0 to 100 because I was moving. Everything was like right away. And then, then it was like, there's no jobs.
There's nothing. Yeah. All of a sudden overnight, it went from nothing. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. And it's like caution. Like, should I have waited? Like, it's like, it brought in a lot of things. I think this period of time has just brought everything to the surface. Like, I think it's just like, you have the time and you have the energy and you have all these feelings up in the surface and all these memories and all these different decisions. And you're like,
yeah. And we have all this time to think about all this stuff too, which is sometimes not always the best. You're like, oh, I'm just here and analyze it forever. And then you like start to like spiral.
Yeah. So it's like, it's an interesting period. I am in a place of gratitude and at the same time, like, oh my God, like, what did I just do?
That's great though, that you're just trying to be happy about what you've done and just kind of wait it out like the rest of us, right? That's all you can do. Yeah.
So where are we going to find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Novel Gossip. And then my blog is novelgossip.com. And then I have a Facebook page, same name. And Twitter is Novel Gossip 1.
Thank you, Amy, for being on the
show. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So awesome. So if you enjoy the show, please consider leaving an iTunes. This is the best way for the show to support the show. I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.